didn't dive too much into our discussion with Joe about the impact of Jalen Ramsey. The Patriot defense has been the gift that has kept giving for people in fantasy that picked up the Patriots defense to begin the year. Essentially for the Rams, though, looking at what they're going to have to do with Jalen Ramsey, who now has got a ton of leverage. They didn't extend him, bring him on without a new deal, and they acquired him from Jacksonville yesterday and what they gave up for him. But essentially the Rams, who have money tied into Donald, Goff, and Gurley, are going to look the same. They are who they are for a while now because of all that money that is tied up into them. They probably paid Gurley a year early, probably paid Goff a year early. But to have a Goff and a Gurley on your roster, who wouldn't do the same thing?
No, I actually...
Five straight years, no first-round draft pick now for the Rams.
That move actually affects me because I literally picked up the Rams defense before the trade. And now, of course, they're in the starting lineup. Life is good.
Now, is Ramsey all of a sudden going to be healthy from the back?
Yeah, I think he drank some magic water or something. I think he's all healed.
Will he introduce his new baby to the Los Angeles Rams family? Deion Sanders, Ty Law, they had drama and they won. I mean, they were not choir boys. I get it. Unfortunately, for a franchise like Jacksonville had to move on because there was no end game. The only end game was to try and pick up as much as possible and find some teams that were desperate. One thing Joe did mention that I think is very important is the Eagles not picking him up. Philadelphia, Baltimore, New Orleans had the best offers for Jalen Ramsey. And Jacksonville was smart. They waited for teams that were desperate. And then the Rams went all in with the picks that they sent. But is Ramsey also going to play on the offensive line? I know he's young and he's talented, one of the best defensive players in the game. But is he going to play on that aging offensive line for Los Angeles? Bueller, just asking. You're in a division which you're, again, who are you locking down? Fitzgerald and Lockett? It's not a division that's built on wide receivers. But also, you know, if you're Los Angeles, you want to get back to the Super Bowl as soon as possible. That Super Bowl loss is lingering. The way you lost. And now you've lost three in a row and you play in the second largest market in the NFL. Where you have to be relevant. Just like the NFL kind of needs a team in L.A. to be good and a team in Las Vegas to be good. And they're going to move into that stadium with the Rams and the Chargers, and the stadium may not be full, and if it's full, it's for people that are not cheering for the Rams or the Chargers, and you need to take off in the Vegas market. You love the Vegas market, what it's going to give to you, what that's going to do to the brand of the NFL. So I think there's part of it that is so Ramish with that deal where they don't play it safe. I mean, they make moves that probably go against the grain. There's also part of it on the aggressive side that feels like aggressive desperation. The loss lingers, and we've got to get back there as soon as possible. But good for Jalen Ramsey. He's going to get paid, and he got himself out of Jacksonville. And what does Jacksonville do? Jacksonville thought the window was open. They didn't beat the Patriots in the AFC Championship game the next year with a bad quarterback. It was an implosion last year. They bring in Nick Foles. They're going to win now. Foles gets injured. They have Minshew. Now they don't have Ramsey. But they have, for the next two drafts, four first-round picks. But then I must add, to be fair and balanced on a Fox station, that they have a spotty record with their draft picks. That's what, you know, everybody's like, well, Miami is, you know, Miami's got all this cachet. Which, look at what they got for Tunsil, who is not a Pro Bowl guy, compared to what Jacksonville got for Ramsey, who is Pro Bowl guy and one of the best in the game. Miami turned out pretty good. But who's making those picks? That's the next question. We can tank for Tua. Tua would be obvious. But who is making the rest of the picks in that opening round? I don't know that what Jalen Ramsey did And he's going to be attached to Antonio Brown and other people that have talked their way out. If this all of a sudden is a game changer, I mean, look at Melvin Gordon. What did Melvin Gordon accomplish? But Ramsey gets his wish and go to a Super Bowl contender. The Rams, you know, they need to fix some things. And in a span of a couple of hours, they overhauled their cornerback position, getting rid of Marcus Peters, who I still think that Andy Reid screwed that up in Kansas City. They had their issues. He was not the easiest to have on the team and in the locker room, but I think Andy Reid screwed that up. Because Marcus Peters was a valuable member of the Chiefs. But that relationship just went south. And it was and Andy did not salvage that. All right, there's my little Chiefs rant. I'll have more tomorrow when they take on the Broncos. All right, Parker Gabriel is coming up here in a little bit. We do have tickets to give away in the Sharp Show ticket drop. It is your opportunity to win tickets. Pass for four.
Yep.
To the Haunted House at Mall of the Bluffs.
Yep. Madness Haunted House.
So you go down one aisle and you're scared. Then you go in the food court and you're scared. Then you go in the little playground area and you're scared.
They turned the whole mall on. Okay, that'd be great. But simple as this, georgia1620zone.com. Get your answers in before 5 p.m. today. And the question, all week I've been doing classic scary films. Today, Friday the 13th. And it's a simple question. Friday the 13th takes place at a camp. Where's that camp at? What's the name of the camp in Friday the 13th?
Ooh, okay.
George at 1620thezone.com. Get your questions. Get your answers in, and you could have a chance at 4-pack of passes to Madness Haunted House, which is also the Zone deal this week.
Okay, so do we know how the Haunted House works in the mall?
I do not know how the Haunted House works, but we will have insight starting tomorrow. Somebody I know is actually going to be headed over there today.
All right. Do you ever go down that rabbit hole like we did with the best wrestling entrances, like vacant places?
No.
Like vacant stadiums? You've never searched out a vacant stadium?
Nope. Mm-mm. Not interested.
Never went when Comiskey Park was vacant?
Nope. I like people.
This topic did not go very far. Because you see pictures of vacated malls.
Right.
Where, you know, Mall of the Bluffs is not vacated. There's still businesses in there and there's still organizations that use the mall. Vacant malls, like I've seen one in Toledo, Ohio, which are really, really weird.
Yeah.
Like it's just been left alone. Now it's grown. I mean, there's people broken in and, you know, vandalize it, but you never like vacant stadiums.
No, Gary, I don't
know. You weren't with the Sharps when we went and stood outside of the fence at Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.
No.
Which is now Mall of America before they tore down the old Met.
Gary, I don't.
Everybody
like...
moved to the Metrodome, or you kicked yourself that you were in the Detroit area, but never went down to the old Tiger Stadium site before they tore it down, or you don't get a kick out of watching stadiums being blown up like the Kingdome.
Oh, I could watch them be blown up. That's fine.
Okay.
But me actually visiting something that's vacant, mm-hmm. No, not for me.
All right, the Sharps and the Thompsons, or the Sharps and the Norwoods, are a little bit different.
Yep.
It happens. Good talk, George. Parker Gabriel is coming up next.